Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
He's the first congressional candidate of Cambodian origin in U.S. history. Sam Mias, an orphan from the killing fields of Cambodia in the 1970s, is vying to be the Republican candidate in the 5th Congressional District in Massachusetts. It's the seat held by Democrat Nikki Tsongas. As the junior member of the state's all-Democratic House delegation, Tsongas could be the most vulnerable. And Mias, who has GOP competitors, says he's the candidate who can take her seat. WBUR's Fred Tice has this profile.
Sam Mias doesn't know how old he is. That's because in the 1970s, the Khmer Rouge destroyed all the birth records in Cambodia. With a brilliant smile, Mias says he only knows that he's somewhere between 37 and 40. The Khmer Rouge took his father away. Then war swept Mias into a refugee camp with his mother and sisters.
The camp was overrun by the invading Vietnamese force, and I got separated from my family. I was taken by my older cousin, and along with many other Cambodian refugees, we escaped into Thailand and to another refugee camp. After I arrived into the camp, my older cousin left me there after 2 weeks, and he never came back.
Mias came to the United States in the mid-80s when he was 13 to 16 years old. He grew up with his adoptive family in Virginia. He studied and worked his way to a position as a partner at State Street Global Advisors in Boston. He lives in Haverhill with his wife and two daughters. 2 years ago, Mias was dismayed by the election of President Obama. So he decided to run for Congress against Nikki Tsongas.
I am not your stereotypical Republican candidate, you know. I am an immigrant, a self-made, you know, successful person. So I hope that, you know, having that quality would, you know, inspire a lot of people to believe in my candidacy, and that's how I'm going to win.
Mias is counting on the support of Asian Americans.
And I am hopeful that my candidacy would inspire and engage many Asian Americans to be politically involved in the American political process. I have not seen it. Many Asian Americans actively taking part in the political process. Think about it. In Massachusetts state legislatures, of the 160 state representative, I don't think believe there is any Asian American.
Mias visits Le Petit Café, where Lowell's Cambodian American community gathers to talk politics over a game of Cambodian chess.
We move only one step forward.
Like a king.
Yeah, it's like a king.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about the bishop?
It moves only one step.
People here say it's important to them that finally a Cambodian American is trying to get elected to such high office.
Well, my name is P. Channing Rouge. They're very proud that a person like Sam would run for Congress.
Mias faces some daunting odds. The Cambodian Americans who are excited about his run may not be much help to him. The Census Bureau estimates that in all of Massachusetts, there are only 22,000 Cambodians. That's less than 0.3% of the population. Many are Democrats, ineligible to vote in a Republican primary. In the 5th Congressional District, all Asian Americans together only make up 5% of the population. But Mias is not just making his pitch to Asian Americans. At the Senior Center in Lawrence, he tries to win over Latino voters.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está? Me llamo Sam Mias.
Maria.
Maria. Nice to meet you, Maria.
I'm running for Congress.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I came here as an immigrant.
Yes.
An orphan. With nothing but clothes on my back.
Illegal?
Illegal.
Okay.
Of course I am.
I want to see a paper. Yeah, let me see a paper.
Mias understands that he also has to appeal to white voters, who make up 80% of the district. One of the ways he does this is by talking about illegal immigration. Republicans this year are jumping all over the issue to get themselves elected, but Mias believes that as an immigrant himself, he has especially strong credentials on this issue. He used them recently at this fundraiser at a golf club in Stowe.
I waited 3 years in the refugee camp to come to the United States of America. Now, I don't think it's fair for someone else to jump in line and cut it, to come to America and take full advantage of the generosity of our social system. That is wrong.
One of the people in the audience, the former Republican mayor of Lawrence, Michael Sullivan, says if Mias can win the primary, he has a shot at beating Tsongas.
Sam,
is the most electable Republican that we have statewide, because he really changes all the rules. Here's a guy who's come over here, had a tough life, but has given all of the gratitude to this country. This guy has lived it.
But before Mias can run against Tsongas, he has to live through the primary. He faces three other Republicans. One of them, John Golnick, last reported that he has more than $100,000 in his campaign account. Mias says he raised just $14,000 this past quarter. So right now, he has no choice but to rely on a band of volunteers to keep his campaign going. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.